Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk.
Tell all of our listeners a little bit about Alan Ritter
so they know more about who you are.
Okay. I was born in 1961. I guess that puts me in my mid-50s. I was born into sort of an academic household. My father was a veterinary school professor at the University of Penn in Philadelphia, PA. And I sort of followed in his footsteps and got a PhD in chemistry from the University of Penn in 1993, and then had a standard sort of normal corporate job in aerospace from 1996 to 2005. And I, in general, I don't know what you call it, a midlife crisis or something like that. But my mind started to change, and since 2005, I guess I've been on sort of what you call a walkabout, a personal sojourn and exploration, finding out about the other side of the coin or other philosophies that I'd never even, you know, you never even think of that exist when you're inside the box. That I was inside. Recently, I've been exploring social change and how to go about social change as a result of a lot of research of by myself. Reading other people, watching other people's research in the areas of how our society is organized, finance, medicine, education, government, businesses, et cetera, how that's all organized. And I started to say, well, I'm not really satisfied with how this is run. And so I started to think, you know, okay, I can either be unhappy about it or I can do something about it. And so I started a small produce co-op, which is running in its second version, and I'm actually running that right now. I have a business called the Produce Club that runs out of my apartment in Collingswood, New Jersey. And we sell, because of my I'm 7 minutes from the wholesaler who sells organic produce. I can get wholesale produce from them and sell it at quite a discount with respect to what people usually go to Wegmans or Whole Foods or Mom's and buy it for. So that's what some of the things. That's one of the things that I'm engaged in. Recently. Because of some really good press that I received about the Produce Club, I'm now connecting with chefs in the area and beginning to get connections with a broader range of farmers. So it's becoming a more robust connection to the local farming community, and it's starting to be a stronger little co-op thing. Besides that, I have a pretty wide range of articles that I wrote on social media, on the LinkedIn business network at a time, frankly, when I was homeless and I was basically saying I need to basically vent my ideas to the world and see if they think I'm crazy. And it was interesting because a lot of people agreed with me and a lot of people were interested in what I had to say. And the core of that is all about understanding how valuable and how you can't even put a value on a person and on who that person is. And it's because this society that we're in is all about, you know, oh, you're a citizen unit and, you know, you have this type of value and, you know, your what you want and what your agenda is for yourself is secondary to the corporate agenda or the national agenda or some other agenda, that you shouldn't pursue that. And I don't believe that anymore. I think that we should all I think that what the world is asking us to do is to put aside the 5-year and the 10-year short-term trendy things and to actually get in touch with ourselves and find out what is our next conquest, what is our personal next adventure, and to do that. So what my show is going to be about is sharing my ideas that I arrived at, frankly, when I was at the lowest points, or I don't even want to call them low points, when I was basically deep in contemplation as a result of personal stress, and sort of figured some things out that still stick with me, and I'd just like to share not so much specific directives about how people should do things, but how they can see themselves and value themselves and then turn that and value the rest of the creation game that we're playing in, and then move ahead maybe from a different perspective. And since when you get to maximum soil fertility and the plants have grown up, you have what is called a climax forest. I named my show sort of an emerging forest with sort of that concept in mind.
All right, very cool. Well, you did well.
Well, we certainly have lots of things we could talk about.
Yeah, Robin, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was saying we certainly have lots of things we can talk about. I don't know how much, Alan, you know about me, but I'm a holistic health coach, graduate of INN, or IIN, and I'm into all of the stuff that you're into, the you know, organic food and not, you know, trying to educate people about the dangers of eating GMO foods and things like that, and I can't help myself. I tell people at every turn about this when I get an opportunity.
Right.
So that's great. I'm really excited to have your perspective on the network. So thanks for coming on. Thanks for giving this a shot and giving us your time.
It's really interesting. I'm really interested in this because it was an opportunity that was offered, and I was like, oh, that's going to be a really big step. And probably in a past self, I would have said, oh, that's too much. But now it's like, oh, okay. why don't I just go for it, right?
Yeah, it's been a great platform to be able to feel like at least I'm putting out information that people hopefully will take to heart. And if I can, you know, reach one person and get them to stop eating, you know, genetically modified food or stop eating sugar or stop eating, you know, processed white wheat, and it makes them feel better. It's just the most amazing gift. So.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or to basically say, well, are there others of like mind? Is there a community out there, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm really excited about having you. So it's terrific.
So you were talking about you started getting some learning about things and influences that you had not had in your life before your breakout or moment of crisis. But what are some of those influences? What brought you to where you are now?
Well, it's interesting. I don't know if I've led. I mean, I wasn't exposed to anything other than standard American philosophy, normal views of history, and normal considerations of values that you get that are formed in regular schooling and regular university. And sort of when I had my, for want of a better word, midlife crisis, nervous breakdown or whatever, I went through a period of about 2 months where I was under psychiatric care. And basically what they wanted to do was they wanted to find a pharmaceutical cure. And it was very interesting because they would get me on a particular medication, and I could never get up to the therapeutic dosage level. I would always start having, really horrendous side effects. And at about that time, I found an alternative therapist who was very much into yoga and meditation and not into the pharmaceuticals. And at some point in our journey, he basically said, the psychiatrist has all the power in the world behind him, and he really wants to talk to me about being a colleague of mine on your therapy. And he said, Alan, you've really got to make a choice of which fork in the road you're going to take, because I can't really talk to that guy. And I chose to not go with the psychiatrist anymore and, be exposed to meditation, be exposed to the ideas of Rumi and the ideas of Hafiz and the Sufi sages. And that part of my life where I was in that Eastern philosophy didn't really last that long. It lasted maybe 6 months. And then I sort of, for whatever reason, moved away from them and just started studying finance. And that was something that I concentrated on for about a year, learning about banking, learning about fractional reserve currencies, learning about, the money system and how the money system has been driven for, as long as there's been a money system, which is longer than recorded history. And then I just started having adventures in various places. And I came back from having lived for 3 years in Vermont to Pennsylvania and started caring for my ailing mother, and started the first version of my produce co-op. And then around about 2000, mid-2012, my mom got very ill, and I stopped the produce club, and then she passed in January of 2013. And I took it very very hard. I took her passing extremely personally because I had been her caregiver. So I basically posed myself a conundrum where I blamed myself for her death, and I basically said, "Okay, here's a riddle, Alan. Are you going to be able to understand and?" Or do you need to, to go another route? Well, 18 months later, I finally understood the riddle, and my understanding of it was all actions are just actions. They don't have a moral content. They just have they just need to be accepted as something that occurred for our betterment or for the broadening of our soul. And I was able to see deeply into that, and that echoes back to something that Rumi said, which is out beyond the notions of right doing and the notions of wrongdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. And it was interesting because the gentleman who was my alternative therapist had introduced me to that idea in 2005. And literally in 2014, it actually came back to removing the obstacles of social programming that led me to believe that my conduct was inexcusable. And since then, I've been really reawakening as a very different person. Very proactive, looking for opportunities, starting opportunities, because I sort of see what I want to do. I want to try to introduce an alternative as much as I can. I'm not saying the present product system is wrong, just saying, hey, does anybody want to partake in a product system that I might offer? An alternative to going to the grocery store is the first product that I'm actually putting out there.
So I have a question. Sorry to interrupt you. But so how did you, as simply as you can, how did you get in and start your CSA, your produce club, if you will?
So what I did was I found a gentleman named Arnold Kaufman, who's in Lansdale, PA, who's a raw vegan person, and he explained things very simply to me, and it made a lot of sense, so I started to do that. As a result of that, I was going to Whole Foods, and I was spending quite a large amount of money. And because I wasn't working, I was caring for my mom, I just did, you know, I looked at the balance sheet, and I said, okay, this is not going to last that long. And I asked one of the caregivers if they had, you know, any ideas about what I could do. And a few days later, she came back and she said, well, why don't we, a few of us, get in the car and go down and tour the Philadelphia Regional Produce Market. So we did that, and we were blown away by the difference in the price between Whole Foods and the produce market. And I just naturally started to go buy my produce at the wholesaler outlet rather than going to Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I was going and I was buying cases, and I was coming home and I was just saying to the few people that were helping out, hey, I can't eat this whole box. Can you want to share? And mm-hmm. So literally from that single idea of, hey, do you want to share, in 90 days, I was serving 150 homes because the prices were that different. It's a very large price drop.
Yeah. So were you going to the produce docks in Philadelphia down by the stadium there?
Yes. Basically, at that time, in 2010, the produce open air produce, the Philadelphia Regional Produce Market was at 3rd and Galloway, which mm-hmm. is two blocks down from where Citizens Bank Ballpark is.
Right. Yeah, I've been there many times.
Yeah, since then they destroyed that, and it's now in the largest refrigerated building in the world at 6700 Essington Avenue. It's in a new facility.
Oh, cool.
So the tidbit on that building is the Empire State Building fits inside of it on its side. It's a refrigerator.
Wow.
It's a big building. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I have to say the loading docks were pretty dismal and kind of antiquated and a little bit gross.
They had been there since 1937. It needed for a change.
Yeah.
So the first thing that I saw, just to give an idea of what I'm talking about as far as prices go, the first thing that I saw was a change in like a basic item like a sweet potato. If you buy first quality sweet potatoes from a Whole Foods, you're talking about $3 a pound. Whereas mm-hmm. if you go buy the same first quality sweet potatoes from a wholesaler, you have to buy a 40-pound box.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 90 cents a pound,
right.
which is more than a factor of three.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another interesting wrinkle, and the other interesting wrinkle is if you're a large produce supplier and you've got 40 pallets of those sweet potatoes and you've got more coming in next weekend and you only sell a certain number of them to your larger suppliers and you're left with like a quarter of a pallet, you're left with mm-hmm. what's called an odd lot.
Yep.
And they need to get those out. So they
mm-hmm.
basically say, okay, we're going to cut the price on this.
Mm-hmm.
Or another item that you might look at, and you could say, okay, you know those clamshell salads that are in the grocery store, they all have dates on them. So if the date is coming due, they're like, oh,
right.
gosh, we got to get like, you know, 10 cents on the dollar on this. So
mm-hmm.
there's what I explained to you first was the item called a first wholesale, which was the sweet potato at 90 cents a pound. But they sell another category called seconds or pickouts
mm-hmm.
produce. And that same 90-cent sweet potato I commonly find in the seconds market for 12 cents a pound.
Right.
So literally those are the resources that I go and shop at and bring to my co-op every week. And I
mm-hmm.
shop at the seconds market 2 a.m. on Tuesday, and then I go back and shop at the first market at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, and then I distribute produce for the next, you know, eight or nine hours. And I'm kind of small, so all my produce goes out rather quickly. But
mm-hmm.
I do have customers that I serve in West Philadelphia, in the Collingswood, Oakland, Haddon Heights area of New Jersey, which is where I'm located. And then I also have clients who are in Abington, who a driver drives their orders to them. And then that
mm-hmm.
driver actually lives in the Lansdale-Doylestown area. And so there are some customers up there. So I don't have a great number of customers at this point. I'm just starting to make some real connections.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making a tiny bit of money. I like my numbers. I like the number. I basically say, okay, how much capital am I putting in versus how much capital am I getting back for that capital input? And I like the fraction. The fraction that I'm getting back is a healthy number. So
mm-hmm.
it's just a matter of increasing my client base at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck.
All
right. I think there's quite a need for what you're doing. So thank you.
Well, it's interesting.
Cool
I'm getting a lot of very very good very interested people.
Very cool. Well, hey, we're at the bottom of the hour.
Wow.
Flown
by.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and play a song, and we've got an ad that we have to play and all that kind of fun stuff. And,
awesome.
We're going to hear from Dave the Bard, a song called The Greenwood Grove. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes. Everybody stick around.
Thank you. International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
One power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you for Virginia.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Feller, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. How you doing over there, Robin?
I'm awesome. At least that's what
cool.
You keep telling me.
yeah, well, you're beautiful, that's for certain.
Oh, thank you,
Annie. So, we are joined tonight by our new host of An Emerging Forest. We have with us tonight Alan Ritter. How are you doing over there, Alan?
Great. Awesome to be here.
Cool. So, before the show, we were talking a lot about who you are, letting the listeners get to know you a little bit, and talking about your food sharing co-op. What words did you use to describe that? What was the term you used?
I call it the Produce Club.
Okay. So, and that's really how you and I met, is we kind of found each other through, I think, LinkedIn.
Yes, we did.
And, then the conversation went, I think, to Facebook and then to swapping phone numbers and chatting, and it just seemed like a fit to the station, and so we, here we are, 4 months, 3 months later, something like that. So it's really exciting to have you on the show. Now, your show, or have you on the network, but your show, one of the things I noticed in some of the written material that you've given to us is you apply forest and nature to game space. And I found that kind of an interesting concept. Could you tease us a little bit and give us a little bit more information about that?
One of the major things that I started to do as a sort of an introverted person in this day and age was to play computer games. And the ones that I found to be really interesting were role-playing games. And I had a crisis which preceded or was my nervous breakdown, which was precipitated by a computer game. And I started to notice that there's multiple levels of what you could call a game. You could either play a game inside of an electronic box that's written by someone else who you can identify. There's authors on the game. Or you can actually think or discover or postulate that the place that we live in is actually a game space. And you can say, okay, I want to try the following idea in the game that we live in and proceed with that. And that's so I basically, I use that analogy a lot. I also use analogies of how nature, I mean, how plants grow, how they would prefer to grow, in sort of bringing together my ideas of how we operate here or what this is that we're in. It's not something that I say is correct. It's just something that I think allows me to think better or think, or it allows me to dare to do things where I wouldn't have before.
Oh, I get that. I mean, we, the idea of providing answers, you know, you were saying you don't know that you're right or that this is for someone else. Now, we talk all the time. That's one of the things that I say on a regular basis is I don't have anyone else's answers. I've got a ton of opinions, and I've got my answers, and I'll share my opinion, and people can take that or leave it. The cool thing that I find in our conversation is that you found your answers, and you're sharing that with people, and they can take what part of that is meaningful to them and hopefully find some of their own answers in those kernels and those seeds that you plant.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting that I was presented with Rumi, a few things from Rumi and Hafiz, and that the central core of what they were saying echoes through and brings me back to a grounding point in my being that's very different from the grounding where the present society is. So basically maybe what we could say between 2005 and now, I sort of flew apart and then condensed back together, and some of the parts that flew apart didn't come back.
Some of them weren't needed.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's kind of the way I look at crises like that, is that all of us at some point in our life or in our lives will go through a simplification mode where we start examining everything in our lives and start discarding those things that are no longer working. And we come out simpler, more condensed, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that path is, I don't know, seemingly destructive. Very often radically different. You know, radical change. You know, we talk a lot about the tarot. And the tower card is about tearing down the old to make way to rebuild. You know, the Hindu idea of Shiva, the destructor, isn't isn't as scary when you think about a forest fire clears the way for new growth. Sometimes you got to tear down the old building to build a new one, something better, safer in its place. Well, sometimes we go through that in life. And, you know, hearing you talk about it the way you are, it's a slightly different perspective on what we talk about, but it's very necessary to get those kind of ideas out there. So thank you for being part of the network.
Great. I just feel called to, as Robin was saying, if there's any concepts or perspectives that I have that can help somebody immediately make a perspective change in themselves that grounds them and makes them able to deal with dark times, then I'm very pleased with the outcome.
Right. Now, you were saying also, you know, we've been talking, and you're going to have a co-host who's going to be on the air with you, someone that's going to ask you questions and kind of do the banter with you like Robin and I do with each other. Tell us a little bit about your co-host and who that's going to be.
My co-host is a young lady named Christy Scale Shepherd, and she's actually someone that I met on Facebook, who was coming out of a course of study about society that was really hard. It was a really hard change in perspective for her, and she sort of found me, who, and I had been through that change in perspective in myself several years prior, and we just started interacting, and she came out of the perspective adjustment, and we have been conversing rather heavily, because we just started to go in and do a lot of other deeper work on both of ourselves, and there was so much in common, there was so much common think. That it was like talking to, it was definitely a different individual, but there was just so many common thoughts that when I was offered this opportunity, she was the first person that I considered, and she said yes. So she is in San Jose at this point, and she'll be my co-host.
Very cool. Yeah, it's always great to have someone that's got some similar thought processes. I finally found
very different, but a lot of common thoughts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have found that in my life now with Robin, and we have a lot of parallels in our upbringing, and a lot of commonality. But there's still some things that we're radically different about. Which makes home more interesting.
True.
Well, it makes the partnership more vibrant, and because you know there'll be one person will not have an understanding of something, and the other person will, and I always enjoy getting elbows in the ribs.
Yeah. Absolutely. Stomped foot under the table. Yeah, it's all good. All right. Well, I want to thank you for being with us tonight, for sharing all of this and helping people to get to know you and what the show is going to be about. And we're going to be launching just in a few nights on the 15th, this coming Sunday. And you will be on that Sunday night time slot, kind of anchoring the week and getting us all started. So it's going to be very cool having you with us, and an emerging forest on Sunday nights, followed by Voice of Olympus. On Monday nights, Robin and I will continue our Power Hour on Tuesday with all of our rituals and teachings. Wednesday is going to continue to be DAX with Economics and the Spiritual Path. And then Thursday, Under a Shady Tree, just where you are right now. So, wow, 5 nights a week. How cool is this? You know, we're growing and, you know, taking it nice and steady and finding and drawing in the people that have a voice to add to the network. So thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you for this great opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Robin, we're about 10 minutes away from the top of the hour, so why don't you tell all of those wonderful people out there how they can email us or get in touch with us and that fun stuff.
I certainly will. As many of you know, the best way to get in touch with Terry and myself is to send us an email. And you can send your email to littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And Terry and I, we both check that email address. But if you do send us email there, please put something unique in the subject so that we know it's important. We know if it's in reference to the radio show, if you're looking for us to maybe come and speak at your event, or you're looking for us to provide you with some other service. We do drum circle therapy. We do couples counseling. We do all sorts of things. I'm a holistic health coach. Terry's a spiritual counselor. So any and all of those things. Or if you have any questions about what we do or what we teach, or you're interested in, you know, even reaching out and becoming a part of a student study group with us, let us know. But put that something unique in the subject line so we know. We get a ton of mail at that email address. Another way to get in touch with us is to find us on Facebook. And you can find me at Robin A. McKean. Or you can find Terry at Rev Terry Power HP. There are other ways to reach us, but those are probably the easiest and best ways to find us. I think that's it.
All right. And did you mention the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings Facebook page?
Oh, nope. I forgot that one. Sorry.
Okay.
Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings Facebook page as well.
And, of course, Robin always gives my public figure page, but you can find me on my friend's page. It's Terry Power. I look for the lucky guy that's got the Spiritual Unity Radio Network in his description, because there are several other lucky guys with the same name as me out there. There's only one Robin A. McKean, but there's more than one Terry Power. So you got to look for the one from Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And, Robin was talking about emailing us, and I was listening to her talk about some of the things we teach, and I was reminded that there's one thing that we talk about that we get invited to any number of events, and including the Florida Pagan Gathering has asked us to speak on this more than once. Is we talk about couples' communication and keeping the lines of communication open and honest communications within relationships, whether those relationships are couples or triads or, you know, whatever family dynamic you have. But it can also be applied when it's applied by all parties. It can be applied in the workplace, in your coven or working group or whatever. The ideas of open communications is critical to building vibrant, long-term, solid connections with groups of people. So we do get called upon to talk about that regularly, and I wanted to make sure people knew that that was something that was out there. Let's see, programming notes and stuff that's coming up in the next few weeks. Next Tuesday, we're going to be talking about, we're going to wrap up the ritual components series of shows that we've been doing. We've been talking about breaking down the pieces of a ritual and talking about each one separately, the what, the why, the how. Then we're going to finalize the series with kind of a wrap-up show. And then on the 24th, 2 weeks, or a week and a half from now, I guess, the 24th, we're going to be talking about the language of interfaith dialogue and using the right words so that it's not an us and them, but using words that allow people to come into the conversation. And on the 26th, we're going to have Celia Farron under the shady tree with us. That's 2 weeks from tonight. So that's going to, yeah, that's going to be a blast. She's a hoot.
She is a force of nature,
red hair flaming and just going. So she's going to be a blast. And then the 31st of this month will be our in bulk ritual on Tuesday night on the Powers Hour. And of course, I mentioned it earlier, but I'm going to say the schedule again. Starting this Sunday night, the 15th, our guest tonight, Alan Ritter, will be launching his show, hosting an emerging forest with his co-host. And then Monday nights is Voice of Olympus with Hercules Invictus and Athena Victory. Tuesday nights is the Powers Hour with Terry and Robin. Wednesday night is Economics and the Spiritual Path with Dax Axelrod. And Thursday night, ending the week, is Under a Shady Tree, where we just hang out like tonight and talk with our guests. So, Alan, thanks again for being with us. Thanks for being a part of the family. Now, one thing I didn't do, and I apologize, how does someone email you?
Oh, well, great. Thanks so much. My email address is RITTER.ALAN88@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's Ritter.Alan88@gmail.com.
Yep, Alan is ALAN. It's a kind of a infrequent spelling.
All right. Well, Alan, thanks again for being with us. Robin, did you have anything else you wanted to say? We've got a couple of minutes left before the top of the hour.
Nope, I'm pretty good. I just wanted to, again, express how happy I am that we have another voice on the radio station, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be interesting.
Thanks so much for offering, and I'm pleased to join the group.
Oh, hey, Alan, I do have one quick question. If somebody was interested in getting more information in reference to the Produce Club, how would they contact you? The same email address, or is there a website
Send me the same contact point. I haven't diversified anything quite yet, so and I'm also operating on Facebook. So send me an email at ritter.allen88@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you.
Awesome.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks again for being with us. Thanks to all of our listeners. All right, you guys that we are here for, email us topics. We are still working on the 2017 schedule, so we are looking for show topics from you, our listeners. So make sure you email those show topic ideas to littlestonebridge@gmail.com and put something in the subject line about a show topic or suggestion or something like that, separated from the crowd. So thanks to everyone. Thanks to my lovely wife for being my partner and putting up with me and keeping me on the straight and narrow-ish.
Ish.
I love you, darling. Thanks again, everybody, and it is now time to wish you a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.